Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Simon from Seattle.
Hey, Simon, how are things in Seattle?
Things are pretty well. We've had some nice weather.
Really? Oh, yeah, it's that time of year where you actually get some.
That's right. I've actually just moved here, so it's nice to enter Seattle with a little nice weather.
No, where did you move from?
I came from Rwanda.
Rwanda. That's a change.
So you're not that bummed out by bad weather, I don't know. Yeah.
Simon, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle once again is going to read three quotations from this week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. If you do that, Carl will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Ready as ever.
All right, here's your first quote.
No, 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 it's fine. Don't take your money out of it. Don't be silly.
That was CNBC's Jim Cramer just last week assuring everyone that despite rumors of impending collapse and bankruptcy, a certain company is just fine. Don't take your money out. Don't be silly. What company?
Bear Stearns.
Bear Stearns, exactly.
All righty.
On Monday, we woke up to find out that the venerable Wall Street investment bank, Bear Stearns, had been bought for $2 a share by another bank, and that the federal government had put up $30 billion to guarantee the purchase. Because why? Because if Bear Stearns collapsed, then the Framet Index would kerfuffle the mortgage glamgin, and pretty soon, we'd all be eating our sneakers. That, by the way... best I could do is a more sophisticated analysis than was offered by the President of the United States, who basically said everything would be fine with our economy because the Treasury Secretary worked over the weekend. And that, quote, showed the country and the world that the United States is on top of the situation, unquote. Well, they're working over the weekend at Starbucks, too.
In fact, that's where the Secretary of Treasury is working right now.
I'm not sure we should put them in charge of the economy. Maybe we should, though. At least then, for our $2, we'd get a cup of coffee.
Should I be alarmed, by the way, that J.P. Morgan bought?
Yeah, J.P. Morgan.
That J.P. Morgan spent less for Bear Stearns than the Yankees spent for Alex Rodriguez?
It's a little terrifying that this company, which had been a multi-billion-dollar capitalization the Friday before, went for nothing on Sunday because it was
closed
like
above $71 a share on Friday. It closed, and on Monday morning, people woke up and their shares were worth $2.
Right.
So technically, Alex Rodriguez could have bought Bear Stearns?
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Woo.
Yeah.
Here is your next quote.
It's common knowledge and has been reported in the media that Al-Qaeda is going into Iran and receiving training.
That was someone in the Middle East this week getting it wrong. Iran is not training the Sunni fighters of Al-Qaeda. No, Iran supports Shia fighters in Iraq. Who got into a little trouble as he dipped his toe into foreign affairs?
That would be John McCain.
It was. Senator McCain has staked his claim in the presidency on his foreign policy expertise, so it really didn't look good when he went to Iraq and got that whole Sunni-Shia thing totally backwards. It was actually kind of a classic comedy moment, though. Immediately after misspeaking in front of the press, his buddy Joe Lieberman leaned over and whispered in McCain's ear. And then McCain nodded and then said, quote, I'm sorry, I am told Iran is arming the Shia extremists, you Mashugana al-Dakakar, unquote. And then he looked around and said, was that wrong?
Yeah, but I loved when McCain went to the Western Wall and he said, wait, this looked a lot better when it was new.
That's true. They haven't kept it up. Actually, he pointed out where he scratched his name in.
His initials are there in the wet.
He also said this week that Purim, the Jewish holiday, was the Jewish Halloween, and he had to apologize for that, too. True fact, he said that. Very good. Here is your last quote.
Happy birthday, name redacted.
That was the entry from December 12, 1993. It's an example of the rather strange whiting out of the details in someone's daily schedule. Those voluminous schedules were released this week. The schedules of whom?
I would say that would be Hillary Clinton.
Right. The National Archives released thousands of pages of Hillary Clinton's calendar of events during her husband's presidency. And while they do show that Mrs. Clinton was there for many of the big foreign policy events of her husband's presidency, she mostly went in classic First Lady mode. At summits, she was relegated to what's rather humiliatingly called the spousal bus. What was most interesting...
Oh,
yeah, I know. But that's what they call it. That's what they call it. Carl, how did Simon do in our quiz?
Simon had 3 correct answers. Peter, he wins our prize.
Good work, Simon.
All right,
hey,
Simon.
Thank you.